listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, all you wonderful, wonderful F1 fans out there. If you're hearing my voice, that can only mean two very, very, very important things. One, that my name is Kelsey, and two, you are listening to the newest episode of F101. We're going to jump right into our hot topics. This hot topics this week, there's only literally one main hot topic that we're going to talk about today. Unfortunately, but very intelligently, the Imola Grand Prix has officially been canceled for this weekend, if you didn't already figure it out. That part of Italy has had substantial rain and they've had substantial flooding and damage in that very specific area. That part of Italy was under a red weather warning. It's kind of our version of like a weather warning. They just add colors to it for severe rain and flood that had happened. The track has been flooded. The parking areas have been flooded. All the major areas, cities, roads, businesses, a lot of people displaced. I mean, it's a major, major flooding event this season. So F1 has decided to cancel the event. Wednesday, the 17th, F1 staff that were setting up the paddocks were told to evacuate the area because the river around that area had burst its banks and water was starting to flood the immediate area. Everybody got out in time, thankfully. Some pictures and videos from one of the Alpine engineers in their hotel had surfaced on social media earlier or later that day, I should say, and you could see how much the water had risen already. It was about to the bottom of most vehicle doors, so a very, very serious situation. The next day, the 18th, the FIA had officially canceled the race well before the rest of the teams had shown up, and subsequently the F1 teams were allowed to go back for a very short period of time, repack up the paddock and get everything out of there before too much was damaged. So that was a very intelligent and very smart and, in my opinion, a very appropriate response from the FIA. A year or two ago back, there was another heavy rainstorm in Imola, and they decided to go along with the race, and the race was so heavy that they ended up canceling the race about 6 or 7 laps into it. It was such an inappropriate event to take place. It was raining so heavy. The driver said it was ridiculously unsafe. Nobody could see anything. A lot of the fans didn't show up because it was raining so hard. They didn't get reimbursed for their tickets. It was just a massive, absolute shit show that the FIA has definitely learned from. So they canceled the event well in advance, which is great because normally the festivities and full practice and all that kind of stuff doesn't start till Thursday afternoon or Friday morning. So that's it's a good thing that not a lot of people were there, just as you saw throughout the days go on over social media, how much flooding there actually was. So very intelligent idea to cancel the race. And a lot of the fans that had tickets compared to a couple years ago, they always complain, you know, what's the option? We don't get refunds. We spent our money. We don't get anything out of it. So the FIA and F1 have learned from that in a very positive way. So if you have tickets, let's say you've got tickets to this race, and obviously you're not going, you have one of two options. You can either get refunded for your tickets that you've got, airfare and hotels not included, or you can essentially keep your tickets for the 2024 race. So again, if you've got tickets, you can get a full refund, or they'll just transfer your tickets to the 2024 season. So any extra tickets that were not sold will go on sale for next year. But if you've got, let's say, a couple of paddock passes, the price will not change. So you've already got your tickets for the 2024 season. I actually haven't heard one way or the other if fans are deciding to go with that option or not. I just think it's nice that they were given the option to keep their tickets for next season. So again, the 2023 Imola Grand Prix will not be taking place this weekend because of heavy rain and very substantial flooding. The F1 community and the FIA have donated €1 million already to the rescue and relief fund and the revitalization of the area, helping with getting emergency supplies, helping clear roads, helping, you know, for rescuing people, animals, you know, things of that nature. I think they stepped up in a very appropriate and very quick manner, which is fantastic. And then you also saw the obligatory messages on social media from the drivers and from the teams going, you know, we hope that everyone is able to stay safe and all our thoughts and prayers are with them, and that general blanket social media statement. I know the intent of the statement is to be, you know, unified and to, like, you know, generally be sympathetic, send prayers, you know, send mental support, all of those sorts of things. I just think, and this may just be me, but because most of the teams were there already, that you've got an extra week. I know they're not rescue experts. They're not disaster relief experts. They're engineers. They're race car drivers. They're, you know, totally out of their element. But what I would like to see is that because the majority of the paddock crews and the F1 are essentially there, pack your stuff up, get it out of the way, which is, okay, do what you need to do, but then help out. There has been several social media videos and posts. AlphaTauri's driver, Yuki Tsunoda, he is there, and it's not for a publicity stunt. He is there helping out to clear roads, to help clean up with the mess, because there's a lot of mud from that river that had come up. He's generally helping, and he's the only one that we see and or have heard about giving anybody a hand that's outside of the Formula One world. I would love to see these drivers and these teams step up and do more than just thoughts and prayers are sent with you. We hope everybody stays safe, blah, blah, blah. That only goes so far. I want to see them help. You're there already. You're going to Monaco next weekend. If that race happens, if the rain does continue to fall as heavily as it does, and if there's any more flooding in the areas or anything like that, the Monaco Grand Prix, which is next week, is also in a little bit of jeopardy of may or may not happening, depending on how heavy the rain is. That also affects the road conditions and so on and so forth. But we'll get to that in a second. But you're already there. So why don't you just show some support and just actually be there to help out? We haven't heard any more support coming in. We haven't heard anything from any other drivers or teams helping out. AlphaTauri's main research facility is in that area of Italy, so obviously they want to make sure their facility's safe. But beyond that, we haven't heard a whole lot of, hey, we're actually helping out the community. This We Stand is one campaign from last season and the season before, and just the overall theme of environmental awareness and being as one. Here's your opportunity to step up and show people how much you actually care about the communities that you're in, that you're not just bringing a $1 billion circus to town for a weekend and then you're gone. Help out. Get dirty. Help clean up. Help organize. Help with the disaster relief. Like, if they set up a massive community hall to, you know, shelter people, to hand out lunches, dinners, you know, just help out in general. Now, you don't need to do it just to put your face on social media and go, hey, I'm a great driver, we're a great team, look at us, yay, yay, love us. But generally show some support and actually help out the people that are in that area while you're there. I don't think it's a massive step for them to do. Again, don't put them in danger. Don't put them in any kind of situation where they're not trained for it. But get them to actually help the community recover from this disaster. Now, as I had mentioned earlier, the Monaco Grand Prix is the weekend of May 28th, which is this coming up weekend. Day of recording today is the 21st. So in 7 days, it is the Monaco Grand Prix. If the weather does not lighten up, and if the rains continue to fall the way they have, and the flooding does continue, there is a massive possibility that they will be canceling the Monaco Grand Prix as well. And because of the tight schedule this season with all the races, the Imola and the Monaco Grand Prix will not be raced this at all this season. Imola's already been canceled. There's nowhere else to put it in the schedule because they do have their summer break for research and development, and just for the drivers to take a break. So there is no real space, and they don't want to take away from that research and development time. And also, especially in the case of Imola, they may not be recovered enough to actually hold a race. And I think it would also be very tasteless for them to come back and be like, hey, I know you just had a disaster, but we're here to race, yay, and collect all this money. I think it would be a really bad look if they did. Now, Imola is a great race, but it doesn't have the historical significance in Formula One as Monaco does. Like, it is Monaco. Like, if you put in, if you type in any social media historic or most famous F1 races or tracks, you're going to see Monaco. Monaco is a different beast. It is a street track, so you got to close that down again as it is. And then you got to take into consideration how much rain, so what's the road conditions like, just for regular cars, not even to mention Formula One cars. Is there flooding? How much flooding is there? Is it really safe enough to do an F1 race? If they do not race in Monaco, it is my opinion that they will not replace Monaco this year, and they will also transfer the tickets to the 2024 season. But that's coming from my point of view, where cash isn't king in my mind. It is safety first. Now, to not race Monaco would be sacrilege in the Formula One community and in the Formula One world. I can realistically see them racing in absolute garbage weather just to say they still got in a race at Monaco. I can see them canceling Monaco until the weather subsides and then coming back for one race during that summer break just to say they still raced in Monaco, because you can't miss it in their eyes. However, I do believe, I have looked at the weather forecast, as much of an expert I am not, and just the local weather reports and all sorts of things like that, I do think the weather will be much, much better in the next 7 days. I do think the Monaco Grand Prix will go ahead, but I mean, it's the weather. It can change on a dime. So it is what it is. Moving on. This weekend was supposed to be the weekend that we saw major upgrade packages from both Ferrari and Mercedes. Obviously, we're not going to see that. So we will be seeing it next week in Monaco. Now, the way Mercedes has been hooping and hollering, they've shown a couple of pictures. You've got a new floor, you've got a bit of a new rear wing, and a bit of a new front wing. It looks good. They're saying that they have cut down track time between themselves and Red Bull significantly. So, positive outlook. Ferrari, on the other hand, through simulation. So, obviously, this means they haven't put their new concept to track yet. This is just through simulations, wind tunnel testing, all that sorts of fun things that they have lost. And they're like openly saying this, that they have lost 20 seconds that they had before overall with this new development. I don't believe this. If you were losing 20 seconds with a new upgrade, you would absolutely 100% not tell anybody. You would go back to the drawing board, or maybe not even bring out the new upgrades at all. I think Ferrari is starting to play some mind games with some of the other teams. And of course, you know, every team reads about what other team is doing and any reports, any drama, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. I think Ferrari is starting to do that. I think it's going to be to their benefit if they say, oh yeah, we've lost, with the new upgrades in the simulator, we've lost 20 seconds. Well, I mean, 20 seconds overall literally means that you've gone, even from first, you're dead last. So for them to lose 20 seconds, I don't believe this is going to be true. I think that they had to put a statement out. I also believe that they didn't want the rest of the paddock and the rest of the teams, team principals, all this kind of stuff, to actually know what they would have been bringing to Imola this weekend. Again, we're going to see what they have when it comes to Monaco next weekend. I'm very excited to see what they actually produce. So just from that statement going, hey, we're 20 seconds slower than we should be in simulation, I just want to see why they're saying that. Maybe they found, you know, a half a second, which in the world of Formula One is absolutely massive. Like, a half a second is absolutely ridiculous to say. To say you lost 20 seconds, don't believe that. But at the same time, I mean, a little bit of tomfoolery and a little bit of, you know, making every other team guess is not exactly a bad idea, especially because they've been so behind the eight ball. And I mean, again, it's just reports that Leclerc is not happy, Sainz isn't happy. I mean, all this kind of massive development stuff that we've heard, that it's not necessarily chasing rumors and it's not necessarily reporting on things that are not true. There is a documentation history of both drivers being like, we're trying our best, We don't know what the fuck is going on with the car. We don't know how to fix this. We don't know what's going on, but we're just going to keep, you know, we're just going to keep trucking on and we're going to see what happens. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what actually happens when Ferrari does roll out the big upgrade package. It's the first big upgrade of the season. It's essentially they're revealing half of their brand new car before the summer break. They normally will roll out one, some maybe two more, what we call massive upgrades per car per season. At least the bigger teams do that because they can afford to do that. Teams like Alpine, Haas, McLaren, they will do more smaller upgrades throughout the season. But by the time you get just after the spring break or the summer break, about three races past that, so you're looking at race 15 to 16, majority of the teams will have their full upgrade packages out there. You'll see a couple more small things here and there, but it's more along the technical side and not so much of a gigantic aerodynamic change. And last but not least in the hot topic area, section, whatever you want to call it, Daniel Ricciardo has officially stated that he wants to be back and will be back on the track in 2024. So he was taking his entire this season off, which is essentially he was supposed to. He's getting paid to do absolutely nothing, but he's getting his seat fitted. He got some sim work. He's getting a ton of sim work in Formula One with Red Bull. There is still talk that he's going to AlphaTauri. He is the third driver for Red Bull. I mean, he stated that he will be driving in 2024. So Daniel doesn't normally, from what, I don't know him personally, but from all the things that I've read about him, that I've seen about him, he doesn't make blank statements like this if he doesn't have a plan already in place. Okay, so this was supposed to be round six of 23. So we do still have a little bit of the year to go. But I think he actually has a team lined up for 2024. Now, where that's going to be at this point would just be pure speculation on my end. But if I were to throw a team in the ring or two, I would intelligently say that by next season, he will either be in an Aston Martin. I'm going to say that he would replace... I'm going to catch some flack for this, that he'll be in an Aston Martin and he will replace Lance Stroll for 2024. Now, well, if it will be the entire 2024 season or about halfway through, I don't know, but I do see him in 2024 in an Aston Martin seat. And then if it's not Aston Martin, I want to take the long shot and all right, I'm going to say this. If everything works out for him, and I really, really hope it does. And again, this is a ridiculously hot topic that I'm going to catch some flack on. If you disagree with me, please let us know. I do believe that Daniel Ricciardo in 2024 will be replacing and taking the seat of the seven-time world champion Lewis Hamilton. I know it's a long shot, but I do believe that Daniel Ricciardo will be replacing Lewis Hamilton in Mercedes. Just for the pure fact that he's got the experience. Everybody absolutely loves him. I do consider him still the next generational driver. Like, he's still young enough where he can make some waves, but he's got that experience behind his belt, and that Lewis Hamilton still hasn't signed a contract yet. Like, you've got time now. You've got the improvement. They still haven't done it. They're dragging their feet. Lewis has stated, you know, several times, newest one again this week, that he's dedicated to Mercedes. He wants to sign another two-year deal. In my mind, that just means he wants to two more years in Mercedes until Audi comes along, and then he jumps ship from Mercedes to Audi. I think that's his game plan. I see that being his game plan, and I think Toto Wolff sees that as well, and I think that's why Mercedes themselves are dragging their feet on not signing him. So, hot take. Daniel Ricciardo will replace Lewis Hamilton in Mercedes in 2024 because they will not sign him this year. Now, where does that leave Mick Schumacher? I don't think he will be a Mercedes driver in 2024. I do think he will go to another team that will actually be able to use him and actually give him more experience. It's great that he's there. But when you've got someone like George Russell or you've got someone there like Lewis Hamilton, you're going to get absolutely zero track time. unless either of them get sick or something serious and untowards happens to them, he's not getting track time at all. So I see Schumacher being kind of left in the lurch, but as of right now, prediction, it's either going to be Aston Martin or Mercedes for Daniel Ricciardo. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that is my hot take, and we're going to end the episode on that. Again, it would have been a longer episode if we had the Imola Grand Prix, but unfortunately, there was no race this weekend. So join me next weekend when we're talking about the Monaco Grand Prix, and please tune into F101 for everything you need to know around Formula One.